The next thing we're going to talk about is momentum. Because if there's a skill set you got to have, starting something is the hardest part. Momentum is the process that can take things that are hard and make it easy. But how to create momentum is really a science. It's not difficult, but it is a science. It's a step-by-step process. And when you understand how to do it, you can create momentum anytime you want. Momentum in your business, momentum in your emotions, momentum in your career, momentum in your relationships, doesn't matter what area of your life. What's the source of power within you or your organization that can turn around virtually anything in a matter of moments? And the answer to that, of course, is momentum. Now, when you think about what does it take to succeed, there's so many things you can talk about, what it takes to succeed in any situation. But one thing that is universal to succeeding in any situation is you must take the first step. And that's the one that most people don't do. They study it, they think about it, they fret about it, they complain about it, but rarely do they take the first step. In order to do that, I want to make sure that if you never heard another word I said for the rest of your life, and you want to improve anything, you'd know what to do first. Because if you do the first thing, you'll likely come up with the second, third, and fourth thing. It's just a natural part of momentum will help to create that happening. So what is that first step? Well, for me, if I'm going to work with an athlete or a business person or a financial trader or a politician, doesn't matter what the context is, their game is not where they want it to be or their game's going well and they want to make it better. There's one place I go first always, and that is I put them in a peak what? The reason is because until you put somebody in a peak state, everything you're gonna get is gonna be less than who they are and what they're capable of. So I wanna get them that peak state. So for example, when I met Andre Agassi for the first time years ago, he was like 50th in the world or something like that. And what happened was, Andre has a certain mindset and he came in and he had kind of an attitude with me. And I said, look, Andre, I said, the bottom line is, you give me 15 minutes of your total attention. If in those 15 minutes you do what I ask you to do, you don't feel an immediate radical change, then blow me off and let's move on. Let's not waste any time. So what I did basically was I gave him examples from videos that I'd seen of him, and I'd say, okay, here's where you won Wimbledon. That was when he was at his best. Now here's a guy that'd been as good as anybody in the game. And you watch him, right? And I show him, and this guy's walking out on the court, and it's before he cut his hair, and he walks out like this, right? And he looks across the court like this at the guy on the other side of the court. And I said, what were you thinking at that moment? And he said, I remember what I was thinking. I said, what were you thinking? He said, I was thinking of this guy. Why did you even show up? Right? Now, is that a certain state? Now, in that state, you don't think about, okay, is my backhand going to be okay? Right? Because what happens is when you're in your best, you don't think about how to do it. You just do it, don't you? It just flows. That's a peak state. So I said, okay, here's the French Open. He walks out like Don Knotts. He looks over at the other guy and says, look in his face. What are you thinking then? He said, I remember the last time he beat me. So what I do is I change the state, anchored it, showed him a couple ways to trigger it. It was very fundamental. And in less than 6 months, he was number one in the world. Now, Andre's gone back down and up again after he got injured recently. And I was talking to Brooke about it, and she goes, his pride says he's got to do it himself this time again, which I'm sure he has the ability to do. But sometimes people just don't manage that state. They don't go there first. They work on their game instead of working on their state. So I don't know anything about the game, but I know everything about human psychology, what affects every game. That's the power. That's the linkage. So what we want to do from this day forward is if you want to get better at anything, if you want to suddenly be better in your performance of business, if you suddenly want to be more passionate in your relationship, if you want to make an improvement in your study habits, if you want to help your kids more, the first step to any of those things is always the same. Put yourself in a what? In a peak state. It's going to be step number one no matter what we do. Now here's the good news. There's basically two things you'll change to change your state in the moment. You'll change either your what? And what kind of change in the physiology? What kind? Radical change, or you will change your, or both, right? And you know how to do it. So let's very quickly first see that. I'll walk you through the whole thing first. So once you get yourself in a peak state, that's kind of like priming the pump. Ever got yourself in a peak state, like wham, and you're there for a while, then gradually you come back to the kryptonite Clark Kent that you were before, right? How many have experienced this, being in a peak state and then gradually dropping down? Say aye. The reason you drop down is you didn't keep momentum going by going to the second element. And that is you must find your passion. And what does that mean? It means you gotta discover what do you love? What do you really love? What excites you? What juices you? What do you hate? Because I got news for you. People are driven not only by what they want, but also what they don't want. Very often people come to me and they'll say, but I don't know what I wanna do for my career. I'll say, well, describe to me the ideal job. I don't know what it is. I'll say, okay, great. Describe to me the job you would hate. Describe to me right now a job. Describe the environment you would hate to be in, the people you'd hate to be around, the kind of work you would hate to do, right? The kind of money you'd hate to make. You go through the whole thing. And when they're all done, they have no problem describing what they hate, and they get passionate about what they hate. Oh, I hate this, and I hate that. All this energy is coming out of them. Then I say, okay, great. Look at that. You hate that? Yeah. Now write the opposite of it, and you have the job for heaven. You have your ideal. So you can get to a person's drive through what they love, through what they hate, through what excites them, through what drives them. And very often, I'll ask people, well, what do you want? And they go, I don't know. If I knew that, I could get it all worked out. I really don't know. Now, the reason they don't know is because they're asking in this state. See, it's like trying to walk in this state. It's not going to happen. So the reason you're not getting the answer is you are not putting yourself in a state of total certainty. So by putting yourself in a peak state, people often say, I don't know what I want. I say, stand tall, breathe strong. Now, if you knew what you want, what would you say it was? They tell you immediately. Because all you've done is put in the state where the answers really are there. That's all you got to do. Third part, once you're in state, that's like priming the pump. Right? Remember in the old days, if you want to get out of the well, the water, you had to feed it something first. So putting yourself in state feeds it. But to get to the well, you find your passion. And the well of passion is never ending. Things you love, things you excite you, things you hate. But once you find that passion, that'll go for a long time. But you eventually, to keep momentum going, you have to take that passion and do something with it. So step three is you must decide, commit, and resolve what you're going to do with it. And that's what keeps the momentum going. Otherwise, you're just passionate for a long time, and then gradually that'll dissipate. And by the way, those are three different experiences: decision, committing, and resolving. They are different emotions, and they're all three critical if you're gonna actually follow through on your decision. Step four for momentum is you must get yourself to take massive what? That's right, because the only way a decision is real is if you act upon it. If you don't act upon it, you make a decision, you'll lose momentum. And then finally, when you start taking action, you'll start getting results, and now you want to be smart. And SMART is an acronym for you want to make sure your strategy is really working. Remember, you want to have sensory acuity. Is it working or not? You want to measure it. You want to assess, is it giving you what you want? And if it is, you want to reinforce it and take new action. And that keeps the momentum going. And then you'll see in the middle of the circle, there are some forces that will either accelerate or break your progress. And that is emotion. Certain emotions will speed it up, more passion. Right, more intensity. Certain emotions like fear will slow it down. It'll break your progress of momentum. Same thing is true with focusing your power. When you concentrate all your focus on something, it accelerates it if it's something good. If you focus on your greatest fear, it's gonna slow everything down. Same thing as modeling. If I wanna speed up my momentum, well then I can learn by someone else's experience. When I had no money, I mean none, I couldn't pay my own bills, I couldn't pay my rent, I would take my money and go to a seminar or take somebody to lunch who was brilliant and pick their brain. Because I realize I'm always not going to have money for rent until I make a radical change in my understanding, skill, and psychology. And I don't want to wait forever. I got to get it now. So I would stretch to get the resources of someone else when I couldn't possibly do it because I understood that. A big part of my life came about from saying, I want to compress decades into days. The only way to do that is get those resources. And that sped up my momentum. It gave me the power of modeling. Another one there is synergy. How through synergy you can speed things up. And lastly, the power of environment. I don't care how fast the sprinter you are. If we put you in mud, you're going to be faster than anybody else, but you're not going to tap into your real power. So what that means is you've got to make sure the environment accelerates you.